Shavua Tov to everybody. I hope everybody had a beautiful Yantif, looking forward to not leaving Yantif behind, but certainly resuming our learning together. Vishnai Mikra, Ve'achad Targum, one of the most fascinating halachos that relate to the institution of Kahuna in general, and to the Kohen Gadol in particular, is the idea that Ve'asisa Begde Kodesh L'Aron Achicha L'Chavor L'Sifares. The role of the, in particular, the choshen, the ephod, with the me'il, and the tzitz, where these big day kunas we've discussed extensively through, you know, the parshios of tetzaveh and pekudei in particular, you know, these elements, you would think, if they were needed at one point in the year, it would be on that day when an Aharon HaKohen and anybody who else, you know, comes bimkom Aharon, fulfills the full vision of the institution of Kohen Gadol, v'chiper ba'ado v'ad beso v'ad kol kahal Yisrael. And the idea that somehow, you know, bezos yavo Aharon el HaKodesh, b'far ben bakar l'chatas, you know, v'ay li'olak, sones bad kodesh yolbash, v'michnes evad yu al besaro, v'yad neid badi achkor, v'mitzefes badi tznov, b'gdei kodesh hem v'rachatz b'mayim es besaro l'v'sham, and that somehow, you know, Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor is going to be the justification for not wearing these, the Chavur L'Sifaris. If you don't have them for Yom Kippur, why have them all together? The day when he's Nichnas, Lifnai V'Lifnim, it's an absolute Pella. There's no other word for it. And again, we all hear growing up, Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor. So, you know, we take it as sort of like, you know, this is the natural order of things, but nothing could be stranger if you really think about it, that Yom Kippur, the day of Aharon HaKohen, where all of the Avodah requires the Kohen Gadol, and the whole thing becomes this very convoluted structure of, you know, he requires Chamesh Tevilos and, you know, Asara Kiddushei Yadayim V'Raglayim, because he's constantly changing back and forth. This is a big inconvenience in the middle of the Avodah, because at all other times, if he would not wear the big days off, so then, you know, he's Mechusar Begadim, and he's Chayv Misa B'Dei Shamayim. And, you know, what exactly is the rationale? So we have to sort of like dig a little bit underneath the surface of what this Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor is all about in terms of the Lifnai V'Lifnim, and, you know, coming into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence with Zahav, and why that is such an ikuv, specifically on Yom HaKippurim. So let's take half a step back, and hopefully we can take, you know, two steps forward with the help of the Ramban. So we all understand instinctively that, you know, as David HaMelech wrote, recaptured the essence of the idea, Karov Adonai L'chol Karov L'chol Asher Yikra'u V'Emes, that the essence of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is divesting oneself of any posture, of any fraud, and appealing to God on the basis of truth, Rachman Alibabai, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, to begin with, knows that we would be prevaricating, number one. And number two, even if he didn't somehow know that, you know, we were not being honest, what would it mean if we weren't really coming as ourselves? So the basic idea of coming very, very close to Kadosh Baruch Hu is, in specific, not having any external trappings, is not having, you know, sort of regalia, but coming in as simple a form as is possible. And that becomes the matir, as it were, to be Nichnas of Naiv Lifnim. In my opinion, what it means when it says Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor is that the entire problem with the Egel Azav was a superficial form of Avodas Hashem, where the people felt that they couldn't really have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore everything had to be mediated by Moshe Rabbeinu. And Zayish Moshe Asher Alenu Meir Tzayim Lo Yadanu Mehayelo, if he's not going to be around, so let's at least make some other physical representation that can serve as a conduit to for our relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. It was the externality and the superficiality of the entire enterprise that, of course, then led to terrible things in terms of Shvichos Damim with Chur and Giloy Arayos, Vayakum Lutzachik, and actual Avodah Zarah, as the Ramban discusses. But that wasn't the original intention. The original intention was not feeling that one could relate directly to Hashem and therefore needing some kind of externality. So what I understand the Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor to mean is that Bedavka, what we have Aharon do is to take off those vestments that could create a sort of a barrier. Normally, it's a conduit for relationship with Ribono Shel Olam, but in this case, it could potentially create a barrier specifically because it creates a sense of lechavod l'sifares, and the entire spirit of Yom Kippur is one of inui, day of intensive, right, introspection, kapara v'chiper bado v'ad besova ad kol kahal Yisrael, and we have to strip ourselves of all externalities that, you know, might give one a false sense of grandeur or a false sense of chavod utifaras on a day where the spirit of contrition is meant to be felt very, very profoundly. So in light of this, there's a Vayikra Rabba that's extraordinary that the Ramban quotes. There's bezos yavo al aron el kodesh. What does it mean, bezos yavo aron el kodesh? So the Vayikra Rabba says bezos is a reference to the following mitzvos. First of all, it's a reference to Shabbos, about which the term zos is used. It's a reference to the term to bris milah, zos osabris. It's a reference to Talmud Torah. The term Zos HaTorah, Shir Samosha Lifnei B'nai Yisrael. It's a reference to sort of indelible features of Aaron's Avodas Hashem, Shabbos, Bris Milah, Limud HaTorah, and the list goes on from there. It's a reference to Klal Yisrael, Zos Kamasech Dam Salis Amar. You know, we just read today in Shir HaShirim. You take a look, the Vayikra Rabba quotes many different elements. So, Bezos Yavo Aron El Kodesh, what are the Zechuyos that he comes with? He comes with sort of core aspects, Shabbos, Limud HaTorah, Bris Milah, being the representative of Klal Yisrael. In other words, you don't come with your Begadim, you don't come with your Bigdei Zahav, you come with, at the core, who are you really? Bezos Yavo Aron El Kodesh, with his commitment to Torah, with his commitment to Klal Yisrael, his commitment to the message of Bris Milah, his commitment to the message of Shabbos. That's what you come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. You don't come in with your regalia. And in that respect, right, we understand that in this one case, Kol Amosif Goreya, that to add on the Chavur L'Sifares, instead of focusing on the absolute inner essence, to be Nichnas Lifnai V'Lifnim would be not additive, but on the contrary, a distraction.